have a thought, or the beginnings of a thought, kind of off of this conversation, because I love this idea of talking within our cohort. And I'm thinking specifically to like people I know and myself who are still early career and thinking like wanting to get in your heads from about process, like specifically, like without getting into like the specific relationships, but something that's on my mind recently is how do I, as a writer, as a collaborator, how do I pick a team? How do I find, how do I know that a director that I haven't worked with before actually connects with me and my ethos of how I create? How do you tell that in an interview? Do you have like secret, like special questions that you ask? And like from those answers, you're like, ah, yes, that person, or I don't know, maybe I should like do a smaller project with them and first see like if we're gonna gel. So I think there's also like specific to like the greater masterclass, but also would love like this in process, I wanna learn from you kind of specific like audio or video option, if we're thinking about that too.
I guess maybe I'm unusual, but my legacy isn't that list. That there's not Annie's legacy. My legacy is how Pat Ziprut learned it, how she taught me, how I've taught it on. The great, the magnificent artisans that we are as a group of people. And frankly, Jack, in that same kind of amazing conversation, you, young person, are looking at that. And you know what? I'm looking at the resume you shared with us and looking at the Cobra Theater at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville, where I was a graduate student. So we have the amazing opportunity to offer our hands out to each other in conversation. To me, that is way more important than the list of my credits. I'll give up 5 of those Broadway shows if you tell me what it's like at the Culbreth right now. I mean, that's that's what we got as people, you know, is this opportunity to talk and to say, the good and the bad of, like, that is a brilliant question you just asked us. It's a question that I still go on asking to this very day, you know, having just done a Bohemoth musical, A Prince of Egypt in London this last year. It's the really interesting nugget of that is, you know what, you got Stephen Schwartz there and me there, these old people in the theater, and you know what we're liking? We're liking working with all the young people and the energy we bring to each other. And those are great questions about how do we know, or the times we haven't known, or the times that, what I'm talking about a marriage, how, does it work or doesn't it work? So, you know, I mean, and I mean no disrespect to the amazing project and what I've seen before, but I almost wonder in this time when the only thing I can do is my words to you in a little tiny square on my TV. If it isn't a glorious opportunity in the time of COVID.
And I think actually the principle of the thing will demonstrate itself, that designers, even though we have separate categories of what we're doing, we're all making the same thing that ends up on stage. But our collaboration, even if it's nonverbal, even if it's only I'm looking at something that she made without our having conversation about it, it still is a collaboration, and that the idea of having a conversation embodies that for your project.